You've landed on Mom Swipes Left for the very last time with two middle-aged women who are about to quit the play. On today's show, who the fuck knows? Strap in. Enjoy. And welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 260. That's 5 years of podcasting.
5 years, bitches.
And that doesn't include all the minis we did.
Oh, in the promos?
So many.
I think if you go on Spotify or iTunes, it says we have like 500 and something episodes.
Oh, are those all episodes?
Whatever.
Although the minis were good. Bite-sized. You know what I'm saying?
Those are going to show up again?
Yeah.
How you doing, Carol?
Yeah, it's an end of an era.
It is.
It feels big.
I haven't heard it from anyone.
No, not a fucking word.
I'm not her big news.
We're like, so, guys, this is our second to last episode. Everybody's like, whatever. Picking their fucking teeth. It wouldn't have been right any other way.
That was true. True. Can I just make a note? The dog is going nuts over on the couch where you were sitting.
Wow. I'm fragrant.
You are. She doesn't usually. Oh, no, she's moved on. Shitless grievances. Have you any?
I'm going to turn this grievance on its head.
Okay.
And have a celebration instead.
Okay, do it.
So I am 12 days nicotine free.
Nicely done.
No patches, no bullshit. I done quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good.
Good.
Every single day I dream. That could be a shit list. I dream that I am smoking cigarettes. And in my dream, I'm like super disappointed in myself. And yeah. I'm like, God, Carol, you fucked it up. And in my dream, I'm like, well, it's a slip. I'm going to be okay. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, no, I'm on the up and up. I did not smoke. I don't know how long that's going to last. Is that a lifelong thing?
I don't know if this is something I should share. One time I lost a lot of weight. This is when my kids were kind of small. And I had gone to a hospital diet thing. And I finally, for the first time ever in my life, got down to my goal weight. I was at 17% body fat, dude.
Is that healthy?
It was a hospital program.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I actually think it was the same hospital that your husband works at.
Yeah, I don't like that hospital program.
Okay. Finally got down to my goal weight. At that point, I started having nightmares where I would wake up in the morning and I was fat again. Get up, look at myself, be like,
okay. Oh, phew.
That was a bad dream. And then one day, I woke up, I was fat again.
Honestly. Just overnight.
It felt like it. It did feel like it.
Well, all I have to do is never smoke again. Like, that's the thing, is that I've gotten past the physical addiction. Mm-hmm. I'm not having any physical symptoms anymore. It's all emotional. What cigarettes gave me, fake gave me. Comfort, solace, help me be less stressed. It didn't really. So I just have to never, never put a cigarette to my lips ever again.
So if I see that, can I slap you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think you should punch me. Don't slap.
Okay.
Let's get real.
I'll punch
you. Fucking haul off and punch me.
Okay. Promise. I have a grievance. In February, my parents always go away to Florida. Mm-hmm. And my sister, the one sister that I have in town, and I are charged with taking care of their house and their cats.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there on Friday.
And all the cats were dead.
No, they only have two cats. Okay. And the cats were still living, and they're elderly cats.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So two cats, litter box upstairs in the ground floor, and a litter box in the cellar. Now, my mother had said Tiger, who uses the one in the cellar for some reason, she's like, he's been peeing an awful lot.
Diabetes.
I was like, okay. She's like, because he's the only one that uses it, you really only need to go down there every couple of days. So I went down there only a couple of days after they left.
Yeah.
This litter box, normal size litter box, was solid cement. Okay.
Yeah.
It is not one cat using that litter box.
Or, what? Okay, maybe that cat has gotten worse.
I went to start scooping it, almost snapped the litter scooper off. Had to get one of those paint scrapers.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get down in it.
Damn. At that point, you just got to throw that litter out. Start anew.
Oh, the whole thing. But you had to break it up. I lifted out about 15 pounds of litter to the point, like, the only reason I stopped there was because the bag was going to break. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking upstairs thinking, there's no fucking way that this one cat is peeing like this. Look around the basement.
Yeah.
Human-sized turds.
Yeah.
All over the floors.
Yeah.
And I mean 36 of them.
Yeah.
Been there for a while.
Yeah. That cat's shitting outside the box.
No, no, no. These are not cat shits.
Whose shits are they?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I actually did a search. It's not human shit.
Yeah.
It looks like a large dog shit.
It could be the cats.
Okay. Maybe. So I mentioned this to my sister. She said the same thing. She said, did you look inside? Was there a lot of hair in the poop?
Mm.
And I'm like, dude.
No, I didn't.
I'm not going to.
I didn't get out my magnifying glass.
So I call my folks because I'm convinced they have a fox.
A raccoon or something.
Or a possum or something that's pissing in the litter box.
Oh.
And taking a shit on the floor.
Yeah.
So my mom answers. They're sitting out in the sun on the deck. She's like, oh, yeah, that's been happening for a couple of months now. I'm like, wait, what?
She didn't think to tell you, though, as the caretaker of her estate?
That something has been shitting prolifically?
I think you're wrong to think it's not the cats.
I, you know what? I should have taken a picture of the shits.
Okay, so Ziggy is a 24-pound dog.
Mm-hmm.
Takes shits that rival my husband's shits. They're huge.
But it's a dog.
Okay. When's the last time you saw a real meaty cat shit outside of a litter?
But what I'm saying is that there were also shits in the cat litter.
Yeah.
Both the one downstairs and upstairs. Yeah. So if the cat's shitting in the litter.
Because it's a solid block of piss, they're not going to keep shitting in the litter.
I'm telling you right now, something else. So we put up a game camera.
Okay. I'm dying.
Me too, because like I actually think it might be an old man. There. No, I think it's an old man. But what was so frustrating in my conversation with my mother, and of course my father's hollering in the background because he won't get on the phone.
Right.
Then gets irritated with me because I can't understand what he's saying. They're saying, well, there's no way an animal could get in the cellar. Well, I went down there. There's cracks and holes and everything. And I said, Mom, if there's shit on the floor that is not cat shit, and there are guides to scat.
Sure. So you left the shit there is what you're saying.
I made my sister come over on Sunday and I said, you need to see this.
Yeah.
At first, she said the same thing because she's got four cats.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, it's cat. And then we started cleaning it up and she's like, oh, that's not cat.
What?
It's huge.
Mm.
I mean, we're talking segments the size of my palms together.
Okay.
It's.
Why are they coming in there to shit, though?
I don't know. But you sound like my mom. Like,
no, I'm asking a question. Right. Have to be defensive about it.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be defensive. What I'm saying is that I'm talking to my mom on the phone.
Yeah.
And her logic is nothing can get in the basement. False. There are only cats in the house. So it has to be cat shit.
Mm.
Something doesn't jive here.
No, I'm starting to ebb a little toward your direction.
Okay.
You're making a good argument.
So I'm having this argument. They're down in Florida. She says to me at the end of our little tiff on the phone, she says, don't you dare talk about this on your podcast. I said, it's going to be front and center.
Yeah.
Because this is annoying to me. It's like taking up my time.
Right.
You know, I'm cleaning up somebody else's mess. And she said, I don't want anyone to know that our house is empty. I'm like, why?
Mm.
And she said, because they're going to break in.
They don't know where it is.
It does matter.
Okay.
Shit you not. I said, what are they going to take?
Okay. Shit, apparently.
The three things she was concerned about.
Yes.
She said, well, we have the VHS player.
Wow.
I mean, all of this is relayed to me with no hint of sarcasm. Serious.
Okay.
We have the VHS player.
Yep.
We have the Texas Instruments solar calculator.
No, sir.
I swear to God.
No,
and
sir.
I said, are you joking? And she said, Your father has tried to get a replacement for those, and you can't find them anywhere.
That's probably true.
Can't find them anywhere because nobody uses them anymore. Last one?
Yeah.
The hi-fi.
The stereo.
Yeah, in the living room.
And yet no one wants that either.
And let me tell you, this is a hi-fi that has the wicker.
Oh, yes.
The wicker speakers. I mean,
that might be worth something.
Well, the cats, over the years, the cats have clawed the wicker entirely off. All you can see is the drum of the speaker, right? There's no needle on it. I remember trying to play
the hi-fi.
Play records on it when I was in middle school.
What do they watch TV on?
Oh, they have a little TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like literally attached to the wall. Like nobody's going to get that shit off. It is funny. She didn't even mention the TV. Those three things she was
probably
really worried
about. Probably the phone that's like still in the wall is more.
No, nobody's going to take that.
Anyway. That's awesome.
My parents have entered that phase where certain things that are truly unacceptable have become acceptable.
Yeah.
Like something's shitting in the basement.
Yeah.
We know it's happening. We don't actually care who it is, what it is, and how much.
And clearly 36 shits didn't happen from the time they left.
No.
So they know it's down there and they're not even cleaning it up.
Well, and I felt, in all honesty, when I sort of called them out on it.
Right.
I felt bad because my dad was like, whoop, shit, I meant to get down there and do it. He shouldn't be negotiating those rickety stairs anyways.
No.
But it's just that stubbornness, like, what? Big deal.
No problem.
I remember going to my grandmother Blackstone's, sitting on the couch, and there was fucking maggots on the side of the couch.
Why?
Because my Aunt Annie was eating some popcorn there like that, or something smelly. And I remember we were spending the night, and
maggots don't just happen.
They kind of do.
Okay.
I mean, I've had that. They kind of do. I mean, it doesn't take long. Maybe like a handful of days.
Okay.
And I remember going to my grandmother because, you know, I wanted to watch Love Boat or something like that. And I was like, pointing to the maggots. And she just scooped them off onto the floor. She was like, oh, that happens.
Get over it, kid.
Ah, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't give a shit.
I think that's happening to us.
Well, the other day, I get in the shower. Here's the thing. I get in the shower with my glasses off, right?
Right, like you do.
So I can't see
shit.
The other day, some reason, turn on the shower, still got my glasses on. I'm out of whack. See this long 6-inch, maybe 8-inch thing hanging from the
shower thing?
Not the top one, but the bottom, the faucet on the bottom. Okay. Uh-huh. So I reach over and I grab it, and it's like a fucking algae that you'd grow in a fish tank. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I can picture it,
And I was like, what? Where'd that come from? It's like those hairs that come out of your overnight on your cheeks. And it's like, has this been there for a long time? I'm just not seeing it.
Right, because you didn't have your glasses on.
I don't know.
It's a world of hurt when you put your glasses on.
And I pulled it out and I examined it. It's full on algae.
Your bathtub.
Coming right out of my faucet. Have you had that?
No. But I could see how you would miss it.
Yeah.
Without your glasses on. Like, I can't see my toes.
No.
I can't cut my toenails without my glasses on.
Part of the reason I haven't shaved my pussy since COVID. No, since before COVID, is because I went from contacts to glasses because I couldn't get my fucking contacts.
And also they were... So dry.
I couldn't get them in. And I couldn't get them out.
Right, because of MS. Because
of my shakes.
Yeah.
So I moved to glasses.
Yeah.
When you're in the shower and you're doing a full pussy shave, there's no fucking way. I mean, I've given up.
You got to go to a professional.
I'm not even going
to. But I'm just saying, if you ever want to get rid of it, you got to go to a professional.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fuck around with that anymore. So, Jenny... Are you done with your shit list? Because that was intense.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to talk about what's happening next Saturday, though?
Oh, the day I have blocked off?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Carol texted...
The special day of Jenny?
Yeah, I don't actually know why there's a special day of Jenny. I'm feeling a little bit guilty about it.
I'm going to tell you why, and you shouldn't feel guilty.
What?
There's a special day of Jenny because Jenny has had a fucking bunch of shit years.
Yeah.
She got the MS.
It's been a couple of years.
And then she got the crazy in her family, and she has nonstop stress all of the time. And just, you can cut this part out, the tiniest fucking ex-husband you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, no, I'm leaving it.
She also has no one to take care of or pamper her in any way. And so it's not her birthday. It's not anything. No. It's just
out of the blue.
And so we, her friends, decided we're going to fucking make a day of Jenny.
Which I absolutely love. But it's, as you know, it's not something I'm comfortable with.
Okay, that's fine. We don't give a shit.
Okay.
We don't care about your comfort. It's going to be so much fun. And so we've blocked off a whole day next weekend that is all about Jenny. And she has no idea what's going to happen.
I do not.
But I am telling you right now, you should shave your legs.
Really?
Not your pussy.
Wait, why?
Listen to me.
Wait, am I having a pedicure?
No.
Okay.
That's disgusting. I would not ask anyone. My point is, I'm really happy to do this for you. We're all excited for you. It's going to be really fun.
Well, I can't.
And it's going to be fun for us, too. It's also a fun day for us.
Good. That's what I want. And I could not be more pleased and honored. Thank you. So I was trying to do an outline.
It's impossible.
It is, because I was like, okay, well, I have some notable news. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's our last hurrah.
All right. So we got to just do the old school.
We got to do the old school.
Pom got so much joy out of it.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to Pom?
Did you watch the latest Pom?
No.
He actually got emotional.
I got to gear up for this part. That there was a bit of a surprise announcement that this week's episode was in fact their penultimate episode, which, sorry, I don't want to get emotional, but that would also make this, sorry, a little teary.
Oh, Pom.
Make this my penultimate episode as well, because after all, you can't spell Pom without Mom.
I'm not.
I hope it keeps going, because he on his own is a freak and a weirdo, and he has a lot to offer the world.
He does. He absolutely does.
He's been just hanging on our coat strings, and you know what? He doesn't need to.
I think it's tails. Okay. Coat tails.
Okay. Yeah. Shoe strings?
Well, there is a shoe string.
Okay, whatever. Yes. He should just go out on his own and forge a new path.
I could not agree more. Cardiff Electric has totally stolen the potato.
And he doesn't do it as good. Long live Pom.
Yes. All right, notable news.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Notable news. Really felt it that time.
Yeah, I actually felt it right in my butthole. This one fascinates me, because I actually did a science project when I was in fourth grade about playing music to plants to see if it helped them grow.
What'd you find out?
I don't know. I mean, it's just like a fourth grade science experiment. Right. Who cares? I mean, I think I faked it.
Yeah,
of course. Actually, I think I put some of them in the shade and some of them in the light.
Just and you so were I like, could, yeah, I play music.
I mean, that's how I roll.
Yeah.
Scientists played music to aging cheese to test its taste.
Yeah.
Did you say ew?
Yeah.
Why?
What's it's gonna taste bad if it doesn't have
What they did, nonstop loops of rock, hip hop, classical.
Oh, it wasn't even does the music change it? It's what music?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but they had a control. They had one that didn't get any music. Ambiential.
Oh.
And techno music were played to aging Emmental cheese wheels to see whether the sounds would affect the taste.
Can you imagine getting paid to do this shit?
I would love it.
So great.
So the classical cheese listened to Mozart's The Magic Flute on loop. The rock cheese listened to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
On loop.
On a
is
loop.
Is really the... That's the problem, I think.
Well, they don't have, I mean, they're just.
You don't know what it's like to be a fucking wheel of cheese.
True.
Get to listen to that shit nonstop.
I love that song.
Sure, but after the 18th time, you're like, can we just it up?
That's true.
They have a whole repertoire of songs.
The ambient cheese had Yellow's Monolith. I don't even know what that is. The hip-hop cheese was exposed to A Tribe Named Quest's.
Oh, okay.
Jazz Wiga.
I don't think that's really... Okay, hip-hop, okay.
Well, it's old school.
I mean, okay.
Techno cheese raved to Vril's UV.
Ugh.
the controlled cheese aged in silence. That sentence saddens me.
It's very intense. But I actually think I'd choose that one.
Really?
If I had to choose a room, I'd age in silence.
So, you know, I'm going to that writer's conference
soon.
I am somehow going to inject that sentence.
Please do.
A controlled cheese aged in silence.
I want you to so hard.
Somewhere in my writing. Okay. I promise. Perfect. And then three other wheels were exposed to simple high, medium, and low frequency tones.
I feel like any of those and the silent one, better. Anything on a loop is going to just make you mad.
There's a lot of caveats here about the tasters and subjectivity and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But they claim that they had a star-studded lineup of professional cheese tasters.
Cheese eaters.
Yeah. Guess which one was the tastiest overall?
Well, I already said. I think the silent one.
Nope. Wah. Hip-hop.
Shit.
They said it had a fruitier, lighter taste.
Mm. Could it just be that that's just how that cheese turned out?
It's the same cheese, dude.
I know it's the same cheese, but it's not the same cheese. It's in a different wheel. Everything is not exactly the same. It's like saying it's the same human being. No, that human being.
Okay, how much more can you?
You're going to blame it all on the Tribe Called Quest.
I love that.
That cheese tastes the way this is retarded. I'm so angry right now.
At me or at cheese?
Just in general, at the world.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The second best was Mozart classical.
Mm. How'd the silence one go? Because that's what most cheeses are dealing with.
It was
third best?
Third to the last.
What was the last?
Low frequency.
Oh.
Despite the fact that the taste and all of that stuff is subjective, this study would suggest that some amount of sound frequency changes the ripening of cheese.
That's dumb.
I think it's fascinating.
It's dumb. Who cares?
No, dude, this is my synesthesia.
The world is burning.
This is why I want to be able to smell paintings. The marriage of senses.
Yeah.
That fascinates the fuck out of me.
Okay. And the rest of us are like, there's two wars going on right now.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
Maybe wait, where's the second war?
Israel?
The Gaza?
Oh, right. Yeah, there's that.
Anywho. I don't know. I saw it. I thought it was really nifty.
No, it is fascinating. I don't 100% buy it.
Well, it was like an official study.
Like, I want to know everything about the study, though. Like, are they all in the exact same environment? Is it?
Yeah, they're all in separate rooms.
I understand that. Is there anything different about those rooms?
Well, I don't know. Doubter.
You're so gullible.
All right, the last one I have for notable news. I know you're not on the Tic Tacs, but have you heard of Dr. Kim?
No.
He is a plastic surgeon in South Korea. What this guy does, he takes standing video of the person before, and then he takes standing video of the person after, but they're still bruised. Like, he chooses to do it only a couple of weeks post-surgery.
Okay.
I just want you to see some of these. I mean, they're not only amazing, but also horrifying at the same time. Because of that, there are a bunch of people doing reaction videos to these things.
Dr. Kim.
Right?
She looks like she is 12 years old.
A child.
How's that work? Whoa! No, I don't like that. That's weird. She looks like a child.
Yeah.
She's 56?
Here's the thing about all of them. Every one of them looks the same. All right, 57 years old.
Yeah. Okay. I want this. Although, she does look fucked up.
Well, it's only like 9 days later.
Whoa!
Yeah, right?
How's he do that?
I don't know. I mean, I will say everyone sort of looks the same afterward.
All right, let me see one more. Because I think they looked pretty different.
Really?
Maybe it's just because they're Asian. Because
they're Asian? I can't tell. All right, here's a guy.
Wow, that's fucked. Well, good for him. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
So I'm just saying, now that you're
I'm not going to do that. What do you? He doesn't know how to work on a white girl.
You don't think?
No.
But even if you ended up looking like an Asian girl.
That's true.
What Everyone do you care?
Loves the Asians.
And you got the accent.
Oh!
Right? Uh-huh. You could have a whole new life, yo.
It's true. I could. I'm too fat, though, for an Asian girl.
Well, you just get some liposuction.
Oh, dude, it would take so much.
No. Maybe he could just, who knows? Maybe he can, he's obviously working magic.
That's true. Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't it?
How much did that cost?
Up to $50,000.
$50,000 doesn't seem like enough. He literally made that girl look like she was 12. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not that that's a good look for an adult woman who's 50 something, but
you know what?
Hey,
wouldn't you love to be 12 again?
No, I mean, I'd love to be 12 again, but not look 12 again. That's weird. That's gross.
Oh, really? I would love to look 12 with the brain of a 52 year old.
Okay, but that's going to be weird for some people that you're intimate with.
Yeah, but what if you want to go back to school?
No, that would be amazing.
Fake it?
Yeah, because we all now know how fun school was.
Yeah.
Well, not all of it, but like, we'd be like, tell me more about U.S. history.
But now, yeah,
Mr. P, we
can play the game. Like, right. I would love to be able to pass as a kid and go back to school.
And just fucking nail it. They're like, we sent your parents home a note. I'd be like, mm-hmm. Sure you did. Mm-hmm. They did.
And, you get all of these scholarships and bullshit. Mm. No, you're like,
go to the best colleges.
Yeah.
You're right. And then you would just have to fuck like young people, I guess.
I'm not going to fuck a 12-year-old.
No, but I'm saying like a 22-year-old.
Sure,
they still don't know what they're fucking doing at 22.
No, sir.
No.
Or you take that 12-year-old or whatever, 18-year-old body.
Yeah.
And you fuck yourself, somebody your actual age.
Yeah.
You marry them.
And they die.
They die.
Leave you all their shit.
So now you're young and you get money.
But you're still 50-something, so you're
gonna, in your head.
But you're going to, in your body you are, you're going to die eventually. What if your face
We're all going to die eventually.
Super young, but like the rest of you looks like ass.
Well, yeah, you'd have to
like get like a fucking twats just hanging down to your knees.
Have you ever seen those women at the gym?
Yes.
That's not an age thing. I don't think so.
No.
No, that's the drapes. I don't remember.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
You know, so I have the Mrs. Puffs.
Right.
But you know, because I remember
being
on...
There's the cafe curtains and then there's the drapes.
Oh, Jesus. I remember being on swim team and seeing some of those lips and being like, whoo, like, loud. Talk that up.
But all of our boobs kind of droop a little bit.
Well, sure. I mean,
you can't stay young in your body.
Well, no, but you can get surgery. Anyways, I just wanted to talk about Dr. Kim.
That's amazing.
Because
I'm blown away.
Came across that and it is incredible.
It's incredible.
So this is the part of the show where we give homage to all of the people that we have met.
We've come a long way, people.
Yeah, we have.
We've been through some things.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny's heartbreak. That was real early on. She got her fucking heart broken.
Yeah, I don't even.
She cried on air.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Sophie went to college.
Yes, she did.
I mean, an entire college experience happened during this podcast. The death of Dave, my father.
Yep.
We lived through that together.
And the death of Jorge. Yeah.
Adventures in elderly care have just been ongoing.
Oh, just adventures galore.
We lived through a global pandemic.
And we continued meeting face-to-face
with
the exception of a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you had your COVID bra. Do you remember that?
I still have it.
The whole time.
I still have it.
Yeah.
It's under glass.
It's under glass because that shit's a relic.
That's going to Walter Reed.
We have changed jobs and professions.
Mm-hmm.
We've been apart and together. Sex parties and saunas.
Oh, remember when I threw up at the orgy?
Yeah, and remember when we measured dudes' dicks?
Oh, I can't even.
They were not that impressive.
No.
Mental health crises up the wazoo.
Everywhere.
And they weren't even ours.
Nope, left and right.
And then we had demons and dream lovers.
Yeah. Both the same.
That's just a mere smattering of what we have been through together with
in
you people.
5 years. I'm going to name people who have been an integral part of this show. Seth and Diane.
Star-crossed lovers, never meant to be.
Ken, the man with 7/8 of a brain.
Yes. I love that guy.
Missy.
Oh.
Gentleman's Club Richard.
Oh, yeah. Sucks so much dick through a hole.
Right?
Right? Taught us some things.
David Pell.
David Pell, best episode for listening ever. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, David Pell.
Beth, darling.
Oh.
Wait, I know. I have mixed feelings about her.
I know. I love her.
Joel.
My husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mainstay.
Mia.
Mia.
Amy the weirdo with the synesthesia with me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's been listening to us from the very start. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Richmond sauna with Joe.
Honest to God.
Saggy balls and all.
Such a day.
Liv. Remember that time Liv just showed up?
That's so Liv.
Matt the UPS driver, who is the only person that took me up on my call me on my phone. Retarded Ben.
Retarded little Ben. No. The musician.
James from Facebook.
Who inspired a t-shirt.
Jazz and Darren. My two...
dream lovers, really.
Yeah.
One evil, one not.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell the difference.
Because one fucked you like nobody's business and one just stuck the tip in. That's the difference.
You have such a good memory.
I remember your dream lovers.
Somebody asked me the other day about Darren.
Yeah.
And I said, he had a prehensile penis.
That's right.
When he fucked me, it was in my throat. That's yes. How deep it was. Caillou.
Oh, sued. Well, cease and desist. We weren't sued yet. That came later.
Larry King and Ricky Gervais.
Two great friends.
I want to see if you know this one. Sarah Love.
Yeah. We had our tarot cards read.
You are correct.
For our first year anniversary.
And remember she said, I see you just still doing this.
She was right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isabella Von Queef.
Who was so into this. What do you call it?
The swinging lifestyle.
Swinging lifestyle.
Cheesecake Jones.
It's who told us all about AIDS.
And he had the weepy eyes. Yeah. Remember?
Yep.
Pink eye.
No, I think it's pink eye.
I think somebody came in his eyes.
Yeah, that might be.
Mark Pickle.
Oh, I love Mark Pickle so much. Oh,
bless that little widowed heart.
I love him. His whole story is so tragic, and yet he still had time to create the bingo card for Christmas movies.
Richard Rushfield. What a weirdo.
Your lover from college. Gen X extraordinaire. What does he fucking do?
He writes for Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Sean NPR Cole.
Oh, the NPR guy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sharon.
Your mother. Great, great character.
Earthworm Jim, who brought us the Would You Rathers.
Dude, those were fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Cardiff Electric.
I mean, there is no other.
Nurse Jamie. Alabama.
I love you, Alabama. Where are you from?
I don't know.
Okay.
Impolite Society. Those two young
they
chicks.
They were so fantastic.
All right, let's have a moment for Walter. Tim.
Oh my God, Tim. Timmy.
Bung Boys. Dumb, dumb people. Juliana.
Juliana.
Dr. Steve.
The real Dr. Steve.
The real
Dr. famous Dr.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes. And then we have Dr. Steve too.
Yeah.
Who's the one that took your tumor off.
Yeah. On air. First ever. I'm sure. Podcast on air surgery in the living room.
Right. Kinky Loco.
Mm-hmm.
Abjav.
Such a cheerleader.
Seriously. Like.
No. Honestly.
From the beginning. Cranberry.
Cranberry. Where the fuck did you go?
Balls deep in some chick.
Well. We love you. Palm.
Mm-hmm.
You goddamn potato son of a bitch.
The Yuck Yucks from WATP.
You know, you had your place.
Well, you ran us through the gamma, yeah, and I it was fun. Well, it was fun until you guys stopped playing with us.
I know, you queers.
Oh.
I don't mean that like gays. That's not...
Speaking of, Gigi Gabor.
Gorgeous hooker.
Michael, the professional gay.
Do you remember Michael? He was on very early.
Very. Like, I think the first year.
God, he's funny as shit.
Barbara. We often talk about Barbara and her endless periods. How about this one? D. Cole and Ashara.
Yep.
Bitch Brie.
Yep.
Oh, Jen hating Amy.
And, you know, she got on here and she didn't hate you that much.
Jordan from Dad's on Dayquil.
Yep. Sweetheart.
Very. Pat Hogan. The Nazi fighter.
Who lived in the woods for like two years.
Matt, the shit tackler. Remember when you clogged my toilet and he had to go.
Oh, the guy who had to come. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ian Stewart and James T-Bears. Remember they were the Mainer.
Yes, whatever? They're like huge now.
Yeah, I know. Those are the people that I remember.
Wow. And I'm sure there are more.
Sure.
So many more.
Please forgive me.
God, we've had such a time.
We've had a run. It's been fun. So I guess that's it.
Wow.
We don't even have to do socials, yo. Well, I will forward any additional information on our Twatters and our TikToks.
Okay.
Any forwarding projects. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
And we will, like, really miss you.
Yeah, we will.
No joke. It's been fun.
We will not see you freaks next week, but we will see you at some point. Goodbye.
Goodbye.